ai lao hiếm, ai lao hiếm vì có sẽ ta lao đi any just my
God bless you, Saint. I have my birthday today, and I wanted to do many things, but it was not given to me. So I just sticked with one desire, just to sing something. And with the sister. And you may know this song. It says in English, I give myself away, but we will sing in Polish for our brother. And we thought that there will be more saints from Poland there today, but they can maybe hear on the recording. So we will sing in Polish, and at the end will be in English.
Dajem tobie się, weź mnie i użyj. Dajem tobie się, dajem tobie się, weź mnie i użyj. O miejscu, w którym moje życie jest wygadki, a nie chcę widzieć, jak we mnie swój wypełniasz Pan. Dajem tobie się,
weź mnie i użyj, dajem tobie się. życie jest me, Twoją własnością jest. Oddaję się, oddaję Tobie się. Życie nie jest me, Twoją własnością jest. Oddaję się, oddaję Tobie się.
Abundantly and exceedingly, O God. So Lord, what can we do? It's just, Lord Jesus, to surrender, Lord, this morning. Our thoughts, our mind, our hearts, Lord, we lay before you, God. The Lord Jesus, your blessings, O Lord, We need them, O God, through your word, Lord Jesus. So, Father, oh, look through us, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And touch each and every one this morning. Bring your grace upon us, Lord. Upon our children, upon our homes. Father, this morning, your word, we sit at your feet, Lord, to hear. Grant us, Lord Jesus, a real good grounds, Lord, to receive your word. The life in it, Lord, let it be our portion. Father, I commit myself, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, just a vessel, Lord. I am empty. You are full, Lord. Father, I pray the Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, you speak to all of us this morning. Let your word, Lord, have that impact upon us. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Glory to bless you for coming. As we are standing, let's quickly take our Bibles. Let's read from him this morning. Let's turn to Genesis 1. We read the first three verses, and then we jump to 11 and 12. Let's hear the living word. He said, "In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Verse 11. "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Amen. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw it was good." Amen. "And God saw it was good." Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Amen. Father, bless your word this morning and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated as we have a we have something here, Thanksgiving. Oh, from Sister Victoria. Amen. Let us hear what our sister wants to tell the Lord this morning. She said, "I want to thank the Lord for the blessed year he gave me in this country. Since I arrived, I only got blessings to count." Amen. Amen. Said, "I thank God for being always faithful and merciful. He never forsook me in this journey. Looking back, I see he was with me all along, providing everything I needed through his servants. And I want to say thank you to my brothers and sisters here. Each of you will be always in my heart and memory. Thank you for your prayers and help. Thank you, Brother Andrew, for being my pastor. I really appreciate the advices and prayers. May the Lord bless each of you. And I'll keep all of you in my prayer. And I ask you to keep me in prayer too. Forgive me if I offended or hurt any of you. It was not my intention. Until we meet again, God bless you. Oh, I'll keep it in my Bible.
Amen.
Then we have here also. Okay, there's an announcement. It said, for those that wish to say a few words of farewell to Sister Victoria, we have something here. You can write farewell messages after church. Amen. Then we have visitors, praise God, and we believe that they are not visitors, amen. They are sons and daughters of God, and they've come in the midst of a family that they belong also, praise the Lord. So we have Sister Maria and her son, a friend of Sister Nachisa. Oh, God richly bless you, Sister. Sister Maria, you are welcome. Then we have prayer requests. How many believe that even before we speak, the Lord has already taken? Amen. And Brother Shepherd, not feeling well. Brother George, also at work. And Brother Mike, Kadango, at work. And Sister Lydia, thank the Lord for a new year to her life. Amen. Let's bow the eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, for this morning you've given us the grace. Oh, journey message from our various homes, Lord. And even as we've converged here, Lord Jesus, we know it will be all blessings, Lord, unto us. And Father, this moment, Lord, we want to remember our precious brother Shepherd, Lord. Amen. Father, you have given us that assurance, and we have that authority in our hands, that if anyone is sick amongst us, Lord, a prayer of faith will heal the sick.
Amen.
So in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, the whole church with one heart, with one faith, believe in the name of Jesus Christ that you are the healer, Lord. And even as we speak this moment to God, we know your healing hands has already touched our brother. As we claim total deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal him. In Jesus' name we pray. And if we commit, Lord, our brother George and our brother Mike, oh, how they wish that, Lord, they would be here, oh God. Lord, we know we are in a Pharaoh's world, Lord. And Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, in their heart of God, they are desiring, Lord. Father, whatever, Lord Jesus, blessings we will receive here this morning, let it be their portion also. Father, we commit them into your hands, Lord. Lord, let, Lord, their working places or where they are, even their presence, Lord, oh, have an impact upon the people around them. That their very life will be a written epistle of God, that they will testify to the people that they work amongst them. Father, we thank you, we bless you for our sister Lydia, even as she gives thanks to you for a year to her life. Amen. Father, we ask that as long as you tarry, God, oh, add more and more to her years, Lord. For her to realize all what, Father, the purpose for which, Lord, you brought her into this world, Lord, that she will accomplish them. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, brethren.
Amen.
Glory to bless you.
Amen.
How was your Saturday? Praise God. Yes, we read Genesis 1. 1, 2, 3, and then 11 and 12. And this morning I have a very long topic. Amen.
Amen.
And the topic is a statement the prophet made. And it so much inspired me. I said, all right, I will make it a topic this morning. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final.
Amen.
That's my topic.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final.
Amen.
How many love to be in that place?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Because there's too much what? I this way, I that way. I believe this way. This is the way. See, it has been so confusion. All. Oh, as even in that message, the prophet said, that time in the U.S., there were about, 900 what, different churches with what, the different teachings and different what, faith. Praise the Lord. But there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is what is final. Praise God. And before we get on to our text this morning, just for maybe some of our brethren who had not been here for the last 2 days, the Wednesday and Fridays, there was just one question, and it has really taking us deep, deep, deep into things. Amen. And it was all about, just for the sake of those who were not here, it was all about, can a Christian or a believer sin? And then another one, can a Christian or a believer backslide? Praise the Lord. So there has been some brethren and some even sisters have been sending me some quotes and other things. Praise the Lord. So that's the question. So let's just digest something small for the sake of those who are not here before we get to our words this morning. So this question can, but it is more on what can a Christian, a believer, backslide. Serious? Amen. What we would stand as real believers and Christians, we would say no. I would say no. Because if my son comes and asks me, Daddy, are you sure when I grow up I'm going to be a thief? Praise the Lord. I will tell him, my son, as long as you remain under the blood of Jesus Christ, you can never be a thief. Amen. And so if someone asks me, brother, can I as a Christian or a believer backslide? I will not encourage you and say, yes, you can backslide. That will not make me what? A good father.
That's right.
To my son. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I go to what? Stand on the positive side.
Amen.
And say that it is impossible.
Amen.
And then when we get into the scripture, brethren, you know when Balaam asked God, should I go? God said, no. He went the second time. Can I go? He said, yes, you can go. Brethren, you see these two things? All were what? Positive answers. One, don't go. Another one, yes, go. But yet, you go to what? To weigh the balance and see where the what? The perfect will of God is.
Amen.
And follow that. Amen. In the message book, yes, there are many quotations. The prophet will say, yes, a Christian can backslide, can do that. But you go in again, you will see that what? The true word, perfect will of God. And he speaks on that also. And so I will always speak what? That perfect will of God.
Amen.
Because as a believer, as a Christian, what must I think of that I can backslide? No, sir. That should not even come into your mind. Because when you desire it, when it comes into your mind that you can backslide, you will backslide. Amen. If you take it upon your heart that you can backslide, yes, you will backslide. Praise the Lord. Because he said, I will give unto you your heart's desires. Just like what? Hezekiah said, time for you to come and rest. Hezekiah pleaded, oh Lord, give me more years. Though God knew he was going to what? Backslide. He was going to fall. But God has to give because God has to obey his word. Praise the Lord. And give him what his heart desires were. And the man backslided seriously. Praise God. So I want to just give one example of the text, some of the text, only one. And you see two things here. And you understand what I'm saying. That was Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. 1954. He said, by one sacrifice has he perfected forever those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus for all. See, no more coming back, no more going this, no more doing that. Oh, you will backslide. You see what the prophet is saying. Oh, you will backslide. Do things that's wrong. Just repent and come on. See? Praise the Lord. I'm reading from the prophet. Man, listen. But one time, praise the Lord, Christ sanctified a human soul by filling him with the Holy Spirit. His is perfect forever.
Amen.
See, there you are. No more desire to go out. For the worshiper once purged has no more conscience or desire.
Amen.
Amen. The worshiper once purged. Oh, I wish I could just sink that deep. You get it? The worshiper, the believer once purged, has no more desire of sin. Never. Settled forever. For he has perfected by one sacrifice forever those that are in Christ Jesus. The world becomes dead. And you don't care for it no more. Your affection are set on things above. Amen. You backslide when your affection is set on what? Set on something in the world. Praise the Lord. And so, the prophet said, you know, we have baptized many who are not believers. Amen. We have baptized many that are not what? Believers. That is where the problem is. Praise God. Though we all, because we carry the message, because we come to church every Sunday, we put ourselves under that category that we are Christians, we are believers. Amen. But the thing is, if you are truly a believer, you can never backslide. Because he said, it is impossible, give me Hebrews 6:4-6. That scripture, many thought that it is a believer after you have tasted of all these good things, if you fall away, you can never come back again. That's how people took it. But the prophet had a vision and he got what the meaning of this. That it is impossible for what? For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away. See, that's where people got it wrong. Amen. That those people will fall away. But you see, it is impossible that they will what? They will fall away. To be renewed again unto what? Unto repentance. Because they see they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Amen. Then the other one, Hebrews 10, I think Hebrews 10, 24 or 26. Give me that one. Hebrews 10, no, 26, let's see. Yeah. Now he said what? For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. The prophet said this is not for a Christian. He's not talking about a Christian or a believer, but for anyone that hears the word of God and turns his back against it. This is a scripture. Praise the Lord. That you have willfully sinned. And what is sin? Sin is what? Unbelief. Praise the Lord. So look at these are two scriptures, the way how the prophet put it. The first one is impossible. If, as we have just read, if you have been purged, praise the Lord, you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost from the Lord, you are sealed. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is what? It's our seal. Amen. And he said, when you are sealed, there is no entrance for you to go out. And there is no exit for you to go out. And there is no entrance for the enemy to come in. Praise the Lord. It's a very good, I love the way how some brothers and sisters wanted to know the real truth in this. So the thing is, it is there. But let the Holy Spirit now begin to move you. To find the perfect will of God. Amen. It is not contradiction that the prophet is contradicting. No, sir. Then the Bible also contradicts. Praise the Lord. For God to tell Balaam, go, and then another time say, don't go. Even when before it was in this message, myself, I got the understanding. Say, but God, you told the person to go. And then later you met him on the road to kill him. See? But it was what? Thank God that we have a prophet in this our time. That will be able to what? Bring out all the mysteries. Amen. For us to understand why God was so much angry with what? Balaam. Amen. It was what? He was running on the permissive will of God. And the permissive will of God is always what? Wrong. So, brethren, the whole thing as let's look at it so closely that always look for what? The perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. Look for the perfect will of God and stay in that. And the thing is, believe in yourself that you can never sin. You can never backslide. Believe it and hold on to that. And God will bless it. Amen. He's under every obligation to bless your heart desires. The Lord, I can never backslide. I can never sin. the Lord will bless it. And it will be your portion. Praise God. So if someone backslides, brother, the thing is, you have not yet fully received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So somebody asks, there was another question, what about Peter? See, last Friday we were able to look at what? The Old Testament, you see that in the Old Testament, the backsliding is more in the Old Testament. People like David, people like Samson, many of them, but they came back. Praise the Lord. And we saw that those times, they were under the what? The blood of bulls and goats. And you know, every year they go and come back with the same sin again. But when the Redeemer came, that's what he said. With one sacrifice, he perfected everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so anyone that is under that blood, you are perfected. Praise the Lord. And so, but in the New Testament, we saw that Peter backslided when he denounced Jesus Christ, not even once, but three times. Praise the Lord. What about that? Brother, the answer is just simple, is there. Amen. The power to overcome had not yet come. He had not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right. Praise the Lord. Though God used him to be able to what? To bring a revelation of who Christ is. Yes, that anointing. That's why people can also what? That manifestation, people can what? Also heal, prophesy, do everything. But that day, God will tell them, I don't know you. Right. You workers of what? Iniquity. Amen. So God at that moment revealed to Lord Peter for him to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen. And if you read the Bible from that moment, just from that moment, going down, when Jesus talked about his death, he said, no, you are not going to die. You see it? Praise the Lord. When you go down, you see, I said, you are not going to die. Amen. But when the Holy Ghost had come upon Peter, oh my, the very people he was afraid of, he was what? Preaching openly to them. They arrested him. They whipped him. Don't preach in that name again. From right outside there, he started preaching. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's no more him. The Holy Spirit now doing what? His work. That's right. So you see that when the blood of Jesus Christ had what? Purged us. When you look, I want to know, probably if somebody, I don't know, but if you know, you can bring it out. That did any of the apostles backslide? Amen. And that is where we are today. Because our hearts have been turned toward to them. The apostolic fathers. Praise the Lord. So let us what believe that we are also the children of God. Because we are coming to something this morning. The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. So let us believe it, brethren. Don't believe in negative things. Amen. Well, don't believe that you can backslide, eh? Your wife will get the revelation if you do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, let us remain what? Real faith. Holding on to the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. How many love him? Amen. Let us live that way. See, let something be ringing in your heart this morning that, yes, I'm a son of God. I'm a seed of Abraham. I have a power and authority over every gates of the enemy. Praise God. Anyway, I really thank the brethren and the sisters that was sending me some quotes. I knew that people were really studying very hard. But the thing is, let's believe the positive way, the perfect will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So to this morning, we have this long topic. In the message book, Absolute, preached in Shreveport, 1963, paragraph 80, the prophet said, there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Amen. And then he himself, I've shouted amen, he himself said amen. He said, I feel real good right now. Glory, hallelujah. There's got to be something that is final. And I'm glad of that. Oh, now there is somebody who can say it is sin or it is not sin. And I'm glad of that. Amen. He said, but there is an absolute. There has to be an absolute. There must be an absolute. And there is an absolute. That's the word. Amen. Amen. And what others say, it doesn't matter. Yes, sir. What others say doesn't matter. The absolute is what? The word of God. There got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. And we are looking for that somewhere. Amen. Yeah. God bless you, sister. Sister want to be that somewhere. Amen. You see, the prophet made a reference to the game of ball. Amen. There's got to be someone that has what the final say.
Amen.
I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I do putting hands here and cross you out of the world. I sprinkle what? Water over you. But there must be an absolute. There must be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Praise the Lord. So he made an example of the game of ball. He said, you just imagine a game of ball without what? An umpire or a referee. Just tell me what you think will happen. A game of ball. There is no umpire. There is no referee. So, two what? Opponents are playing. You see, when you whack me, I whack you. Praise the Lord. And even when you score a goal, I can say it's no goal. We won't accept it. So, what is going to happen in the field? It will turn to what? A boxing arena. Praise the Lord. There got to be someone in their midst whose word must be what? Final. So that there wouldn't be any confusion. Oh, praise the Lord. And when he says, P is goal, it is goal. You see the players going to protest. It's point at the center. It's goal. He has what? The final saying. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave another example about what? That T-junction where there is no traffic light. Hey. Brother Vlad wants to go through and another one coming here. And what will be the next 3, 4, 5 minutes? What will happen? Accidents. Praise the Lord. The whole place will be choked, closed, no more moving. Praise the Lord. But there got to be a light. They've got to tell you, you go, you stop. Amen. And we have that light. Oh, yes, sir. If not, my brother, it's what? Total chaos. Got to be that word, that light, that tells you, you stop. And you got to stop. You go, and then you go. You get ready, and you get ready. Oh, that light. Praise the Lord. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. And so from the scripture we just read, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruits after his kind. And it was so. Amen. It was so. So we look at what? The law of reproduction. The law of reproduction. It is what? The seed that you sown. That is the same seed you do what? You harvest. Praise the Lord. That's the law of reproduction. The seed that is sown is the seed that what? Will bring up for your harvest. They will never what? Change. So the prophet said, whatever life was in the seed came forth into a plant and then into what? Into the fruit. Listen again. Whatever life was in the seed come forth into the plant and then into what? Into the fruit. And so the fruit will be bearing what? Will be bearing the seed. The same that what was planted. So as Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Praise God. The life that is in the vine is what we, the branches, we are taking off. And then we bear the fruits. Oh, of the very life that is what we are taking out from. Praise the Lord. That's it. So if you are a branch of the vine, then there is nothing you can do but to do what? Produce the fruits of the vine. And the scripture says, by our fruits, we do what? We glorify him. Praise the Lord. By our fruits, we glorify him. Because when you see, I've been saying this, when you see a mango tree with real beautiful fruits hanging over them, so inviting. Oh, hallelujah. What do you say? Do you say, what a beautiful branch? No, sir. Say, what a beautiful what? Mango tree. Mm. Praise the Lord. The glory goes to what? The tree, yes, not the branch. Yes. That's why I say, by our fruits we glorify him. Amen. Praise God. So, brethren, we've got to bear fruits to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to his name. He said the very same law applies to the church today. Whatever seed started the church will come forth to be like what? The original seed, because it was the same seed. Amen. And so if this our church, we had what? Had been planted by the same seed that was planted on the day of Pentecost, it has to bear the same fruits. Oh, praise the Lord. It has to bear the same fruits. Brethren, I believe that since we moved from the other side, I've been listening to the messages that have been coming from the pulpit here from our pastor. They have been really very powerful. And the response has been really great. Just few people, even the way how you worship and praise God, it looks as if what is a full house. Amen. It shows that we have left our Jacobs at the other side of the brook. We've left our Jacobs at the other side of the brook. And now we have come to Bethel. See, the Bethel is not here, it's in you. Praise the Lord. You see. So, we are eating what? really not. We are not drinking milk here. Anytime I mention that, I know sister will smile. I always refer to Brother David. See, if she comes with a feeding bottle and you see her coming and giving to Brother David, we are not here to drink what? Milk. But we are here to what? To eat meat. Strong meat. Praise the Lord. He said, in the last days, the true bride church, as Christ's seed, will come to the headstone. And she will be the super church. A super race. And she nears, as she nears him, they in the bride will be so much like him. And they will even be in his very image. Amen. Brethren, we need to move on. See? As we near him, let us go unto him with a true heart of faith, with a full assurance. With what? Our hearts sprinkled out from what? Evil conscience. Amen. Oh, brethren, we will be like him. Amen. So that's the goal. That is a goal for us. To be like him. Amen. So you go to ask, where have I reached? My brother, the Christian doesn't what? Doesn't go back. Amen. He goes what? Step further and further. Right. Amen. Higher and higher. Oh, look at the sports. I'm bringing that back again. You know the game of high jump? They put the bar at 1 meter. And then the competitors, they scale it. The next one, do they go back? Do they make it lower? Oh, that will be very interesting. Praise the Lord. Lowering the bar and lowering the bar. So now somebody will come and he's what? He's lowered. See? No, sir. But it is what? It is what? Giving higher and higher. Amen. And the competitor how to what? Scale it. Praise the Lord. That means your faith must be what? Higher and higher. Scaling over. Oh, praise God. That's it. So, we've got to be like him. So, what level are you now? You know yourself. But don't look at someone else. Look at your own self with faith. Say, I will make it. I will press on till I reach that mark. Amen. Oh, well, somebody is scaling about 2 meters. You are at 1 meter. Don't worry. You will reach there. It depends upon your faith. Oh, praise God. So our goal is to be like him. Put that in your heart. This morning, my goal is to be like Christ Jesus. Live like him. Act like him. Talk like him. Walk like him. Praise the Lord. That's my goal. And Lord, help me. I'm coming up. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. Oh, hallelujah. And he will what? Stretch forth his hands. And what? Oh, until you know. That hands, that stretch from down for what? The fallen man. You will never know who Christ is. Amen. There is a hand, my brother. Let's hold on to that hand. Let's fix our word, our attention on him. Never turning to the left or turning to the right. Looking at what the world is doing. Amen. But let's focus on him. Peter did that. Said, Lord, I want to walk like you. Walk on the sea like you. He said, Peter, come forth. And Peter jumped into the sea. And he was walking like Jesus. As long as he was what? His focus was on Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He was also walking on the sea. Just like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because his focus was on him. But the moment he turned to look at the billows and the storms, he did what? He started sinking. Praise the Lord. Started sinking. Let's focus on him. Because when we look on our left, right, we'll be sinking. I don't know how many believers are sinking now. If it has reached your knee, turn and look on him. If it's on your waist, turn and look on him. Maybe it has reached here. My brother, you are not dead yet. Look on him. You will come up again. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, this is in order to be united with him. He said, they will be one. See? They will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Oh, we got to be the manifestation of what? Of the living God. But my brother, today, let's look at today's condition. Everything that the scripture has said will come in our day is being fulfilled. Praise the Lord. So this is the time that we must show out the difference. Amen. This is the time of what? For the manifestation of what? The sons of God. I will come on that. Today, brother, don't you see Noah's day? Amen. The scripture said it. And it's fulfilled. You see Noah's day today? That the wickedness of man has been so great that every imagination of the thought of his heart is what? Continually evil. Is it being fulfilled? Amen. Noah's day. What about Lot's day? See the kind of time that we are living in.
Amen.
What about what? Lot's day. The scripture says, men living the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust towards one another, men with men, walking that which is what? Unseemly. Amen. Is it happening? Men have what? Forsaken the use of a woman. But now it's man and man. Is it happening? So it's what? Lost day. Day of Sodom is here. Praise the Lord. See where we are. That's why there must be a difference, brother.
Amen.
The manifestation of the sons of the living God. Do you see perilous time? Because he said in the last days, what will happen? That in the last days, these also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves. You see? Brethren, let's love one another. Here he's talking about what? Some being what? Always selfish. Oh, you think about your own self. Praise the Lord. You love your own self and then other person home. Other brother, other sister, you don't care about him or her. Brethren, let's have what? Discernment. You see a brother always come with one shirt, one coat. If you have the means, oh brother, just buy a shirt. Amen. Wrap it, write his name or her name on it. Come and dump it. Not that you carry it for everyone to see that you are bringing what? Amen. Or you go directly to the brother, oh, take this shit. He said, thank you. Finish. You receive your what? Your blessings. Amen. But he said, he that doeth good things in the secret.
Amen.
Your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly.
Amen.
Amen. That's why even when we bring tithes to the church, see, in an envelope, just put it. Not like that Pharisee who stood there and then counting them for everyone to see what. He said, you have what? You've received your what? Your blessings already.
Right.
Amen. So let's be what? Get that kind of discernment looking at what? One another. Amen.
That's right.
That was what? If our hands have been turned to the apostolic time, that was what they were doing.
Amen.
Have you read it? That they share things among themselves. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's get on that spirit, because we have to manifest the manifestation of the sons of God. Go to manifest them. That makes us what believers. That makes us Christians. Not the only coming to church. Oh, it's good. But what? The manifestations also. It's more important, because the prophet said, your action speaks so loud. I can't hear your voice. See? Your action speaks so loud. I can't hear your voice. Because the action speaks louder than word.
That's right.
Amen. So now we have perilous time. And do we see now this your condition also? So look at it. Noah's day is here. Lost day is here. Perilous time is here. Laodicea condition is here. That's where we are living in. Laodicea. Lukewarm. Neither hot nor cold. See? Always you feel that I have no need of anything. I don't need anything. Hey, my sister, my brother. If you know what you need, you run and go on your knees. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I say, Lord, here I am. I've come. So look at the condition we are living in. Brethren, religion has failed. Politics has failed. Economics has failed. What can contain this death condition? What can contain it? The church, which was supposed to make the difference, is so much divided that it has lost. It has got lost. Amen. And gradually the church is doing what? Gradually and steadily, they are going back to where they came from. They are going back to their mother. The church that was supposed to make a difference, where is the church now? Now churches today now ordain what? Gays and other things. The church supposed to make the difference. Where is the what? Positionally, where is the church now? There's got to be somewhere.
Amen.
That somebody's word should be worth life.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
There's got to be somewhere. Amen. The prophet said, we need an absolute. Amen. We need the voice of God again. And as we read, it said what? The Spirit of God swept over the face of the deep. We need that same Spirit today to sweep over the world. Amen. Because the world now also is what? Is without form. Is void. Amen. Darkness is upon the earth today. And we need what? The same Spirit of God to sweep over and say, let there be light.
Amen.
So that there will be light. And praise be to God. God has never failed in his promises to us. That I will bring the light to you. Amen. Malachi 4, he said, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you all than Elijah to turn your hearts back unto the apostolic fathers. He's fulfilled that promise. We need what? We need Revelation 10:7. When that voice begins to sound, all mysteries must be finished. That we will not be left in what? We will not be left in the dark. But every word, every mystery of God has been laid open to us. There must be somewhere that these things are happening.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And my brother, my sister, look at the grace of God. That has been your portion. To have found that somewhere.
Amen.
Oh, you've not found it. You've not found it. You've not found it. You found it.
Amen.
Amen. Then if we found it, the life, the seeds. Amen. The life, the seeds. That was sown. We must see the manifestation of it.
Amen.
In our lives. It had to show, that to prove that you found us somewhere. Amen. Your life will prove it, that you have found that somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
Because it will bring a change. You will make a difference. When you are everywhere, you make a difference. The way how you talk, especially, I remember when I came in here, I've never worked before, but in the UK I was working. In my office, there was, thank God, there was another sister who was a believer. And the sister had a real tough time over there because she would always wear long dress, look so. They couldn't understand what kind of life this sister is leading. Until when I went there and they saw us together praying, studying and all those things. Ah. Then I said, that's my pastor. I said, ah, praise the Lord. Now people started to find out what actually you people I learned. We really appreciate the sister. She's not like the others. When they come, the way how they dress and all those sort of things, but she always so looks so wonderful. It really made me feel really good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And later they gave me a very big desk. Amen. See? You see, all now, respect now started coming from here and there. And praise be to God, there was one brother who really, God touched his heart. Do you know that the place where I was working, the manager said, look, do you want to, if you want, I'll give you a place, one of our auditorium, for you to use as what? A church. I tell you, brother, I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lord. With all this, it's a conference hall, with all this, but it has not been rented for a very long time. It was just lying there. With all these things, that one goes around like this. Praise the Lord. He said, can use it. But why I'm here, God knows.
Amen.
Amen. That wasn't what the will of God. Something happened, I had to come here. So that is the will of God. And I thank the Lord for it. Because the Lord probably was not, said, hey, you are not, that's not the place. You have to fit into what? The pyramid. There is one stone that is missing. You have to go there and fix into it. Every one of us here, as the prophet, as the pastor preached it, from Zimbabwe, from Romania, from Brazil, from Slovak, from Nigeria, from Congo, everybody, God has shaped you.
Amen.
Amen. To come and fit into what? This pyramid of God, the house of God. So everybody is part of what? The church. Amen. So brethren, let's what? Consider one another. And provoke one another to love.
Amen, amen.
Let us what? Be manifesting where we have what found Amen. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word must be life. He said, that somewhere must yield the same fruit of life. God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed, and the fruits yielding fruits after its kind. And it was so. Amen. And so we also must what? Must demonstrate. Must what? Present that same manifestation, the seed that we, or what we are what? Growing out from that vine. We got to produce their fruit, the same fruits. Amen. And the prophet said, brethren, look, the scripture says God has abounded. God has abounded. That means God has abundantly. He said, God has abounded towards us all wisdom. Praise the Lord. Don't you appreciate God? Not the wisdom of this world. God has given us the wisdom and the prudence. As his future thought. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right.
God has given us what? Wisdom. His wisdom.
Amen.
And his future thoughts. Many don't know where they are going. But they say they are Christians. But we know where we are going.
Amen.
And we know what to do to get there. Many don't know how, where to go, or what to do to get there, but we know.
Amen.
He has given us that wisdom. And he has given us what? His prudence as his future thoughts. The provided way has been given to us. Which we are following steadily.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have, because we believe we have no continuing city here.
Amen.
But we seek one to come. The very thing that our father Abraham was looking for. That city. Oh, yes, sir. That has foundation. Which builder and maker is God. That shows that we are what? We are the seed of Abraham. Amen. Said he has abounded towards us all wisdom and prudence. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He has made known to us the mystery of his will. Hey, brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To know the mind of God.
Amen.
It has been what? Revealed to us. That's why the scripture says we have the mind of Christ. Brethren, you've got to appreciate God.
Amen.
Let our life change from today. And know the what? How great that God, by grace, have chosen us, the base things of this world. And has made us what? Kings and priests unto him. You need to give glory to him.
Amen.
Brother, every time, get on knees and thank the Lord.
Amen.
For what he has done in your life.
Amen.
Give glory to him. Amen.
Amen.
Don't relent in your prayers. The only thing that you can near him is what? Through that channel of prayer. And he will get, said, get closer to me and I'll get closer to you.
Amen.
Draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. And how do we draw nigh unto him? Through what? Through prayers.
Right.
Brethren, if our homes have become prayerlessness, let's put a fire back.
Amen.
Let's put the fire back. Amen. If you have free time, spend the whole of your time in his presence.
Amen.
And you see the blessings, that the satisfaction that will come upon your heart.
Amen.
Test it and see how sweet the Lord is. Amen. He has made known unto us the mystery of his will, According to what? According to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. He purposed in himself that I will do this. I'll reveal what? My word, my will unto as many that will believe. As the scripture says, as many that believe, them he gave power to become the sons of God. It is all on what? Believing.
Amen.
Believing with all your heart. Praise God.
Amen.
Believe, my sister, believe. My brother, believe in God. Because there is no life anywhere.
Amen. That's right.
You can never gain anything anywhere.
Mm.
Just trust in him.
Amen.
Say, Lord, oh, here I am. Oh, how sweet that you have free time. You go into your closet, go down your knees, and say, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. He will respond to you. Said, my son, my daughter, I'm right with you. Tell me what you want. Amen. The prophet said, this is the day of the manifestation of the sons of God. When the mysteries that have been hid since the foundation of the world is made known. This is the hour. Sure. Praise God. Get me a glove. I'm from the office. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, this is what? Let me read it again. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of God. This is the day.
Amen.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. For you and me to manifest. God bless you, brother. Amen. Sorry. This is the day that when the mysteries that have been hid since the foundation of the world is made known unto us.
Amen.
Ah, brother. We have gotten a greater portion even than the day of what? Pentecost.
Amen.
We have a greater portion of the word of the dispensation of the word of God. Every word, age has its what? Its message. Our message is the same as what? The day of Pentecost. But we have received additional word, dispensation of his word. Amen. That every mystery, because when John, the seals were opened, praise the Lord, the prophet said they were still in symbols. Amen. When the white rose rider, he said, come and see. And what is it? Behold, a white rose rider, praise the Lord. And he has what? A bow. And the crown was given unto him. And he went out what? Conquering to conquer. That was it. Who is he? But in this our day. That's what the prophet said. When the seals were opened, they were still in symbols. When it was given to the church. But praise be to God, there was still a promise of God. In the book of Revelation,
amen.
That at the day of the voice of the seventh messenger, when he begins to sound, every mystery of God must be revealed.
Amen.
And today we know who the horse rider is.
Yes.
The Antichrist.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. But when those who were not, it was not revealed to, what did they say? They said it was what? The Holy Ghost that went out to conquer.
Amen.
Eh? Hey, Satan!
Yes.
You see him as what? You see the deception?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
That the Lord has opened our eyes. Brethren,
amen.
Look at how People are lost because they don't have a prophet. When there is no prophet, when there is no vision, the people perish. That's why, brethren, we got to be what? We got to be really thankful to the Lord. Really thankful to the Lord. We have received a greater portion of the dispensation of word of the Word of God. Oh, who are you and who is me? The base things God has what? Has chosen. Praise the Lord. To confound things that are what? Mighty. We are confounding the world. You know that? I can leave sometimes. I put my hand here, nothing in my pocket, but I still rejoice. Amen. Amen. Let the world, the man who is living the world, he's thinking of how to dupe somebody, how he can steal, how the, all kinds of what? Evil things comes in his mind or her mind. And the woman says, let me go around the streets and see if I can get some foolish man to call me. Praise the Lord. But my sister, you won't do that. Manifestation of the word, the sons of God. Amen. This is the day. The prophet said, this is the hour. We go to war to manifest that we are truly the sons of God. Amen. He said, remember, it cannot be taught in any seminary. Praise God. Amen. The mystery of God's will can never be taught in a seminary. It's a mystery. You cannot know it by education. Many of them said they've gone to Bible school and got PhD and all those of things. D. And I tell you one pastor I was reading about in Ghana, Dr. So-and-so. And now even in the Word of God, in the Word of God, there are doctors. Hi. My. He has chewed all the Bible and now he says the doctors. And now meanwhile, all he has learned, there is no revelation. He's still baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And say, I'm a doctor. Oh, my brother. Praise be to God. Amen. I don't have a doctorate degree, but I thank God. Amen. I have a revelation. Amen. He said it cannot be taught in a seminary. It's a mystery. You cannot know it by what? Education, by theology. It's a mystery that's been hidden since the foundation of the world. Waiting. Oh, I love it. Waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. These mysteries were waiting for you and me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Amen. I give you the glory. Amen. Amen. God keeping all this, knowing us before the foundation of the world. And then he chose, he said, okay, you are not going during Moses' time. You are not going during Elijah's time. You are not going during even when Jesus, myself, I will go down in the flesh. I'm not going to put you there. But I will put you at this end time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I will put you at this end time. Amen. Amen. See? You could have been at Noah's day. Huh? And I don't know if you could have believed. Amen. Maybe the flood has just washed you somewhere. Amen. But praise be to God. He said, I know your position is here. So I will bring you here. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is good. Amen. So these things must be revealed to you, see? All what we are saying, brother, it got to be revealed to you.
Amen.
If it is not revealed to you, it enters here and goes out here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we are coming to that point now. It got to be revealed to you. And what is it? Faith is what? Revelation. To accept it by faith. Praise God. So it got to be revealed to you. So all what we are saying, if there is no faith here to hold on to it, brother, you are the same. You're still the same. But faith would hold it.
Amen.
And place it here. So that it will not go out from here. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the word like a magnet. And in your heart, there is also that magnet there. So as it enters, it holds on to it.
Amen.
It has to what? Be revealed to you. If it's not revealed to you, my brother, you cannot. That is why the Bible is telling us, the word of God tells us, let us go unto him with what? A true heart, with full assurance of faith, with our heart sprinkled of what? Evil conscience. Because if still evil is in your heart, if still iniquity is in your heart, maybe while the word of God is coming, maybe your mind is still lingering somewhere. Huh? You can't receive it. You can't receive it. And it will go over your head. And his next sin is what? Death unto you. Praise the Lord. So hold it, my sister. Hold it, my brother. It's a question of what? Lord, I surrender. Satan, get behind me. I surrender to him. And Lord, I pray that every word that has what I hear, Lord, let me keep them.
Amen.
Because the blessed are they that what read and hear and keep those things that they hear. If you hear and read and you don't keep them, you are the same. It doesn't do any work. Because when you keep them, then you are impregnated. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, can Sister Lydia hide her pregnancy? Huh? She can't hide it. When you are impregnated with the word, everybody will see it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? Say, ah, look, she's impregnated with the word. You are manifesting what? Oh, something for the world to see.
Amen.
You can't hide it. You are the light of this world. Amen. Let our light shine.
Amen.
Amen. So that, let the world, the people see our light so that they will glorify what? Our Father who is in heaven. So my brother, my sister, surrender your heart to him. He said, tell me, my brother, tell me, my sister, when was the time that the sons of God ever to be manifested outside this time now? Tell me when. When? Praise the Lord. Whenever was a time that the sons of God were ever to be manifested outside this time. See, our time, my brother, is so great a time. He said, let me just come down here. He said, Tell me, that when were there ever a time in the history that manifests the time to deliver all nature? When was the time that it came that all nature got to be what? Delivered. It is this our time. Amen. It was this our time, isn't it? All down through the Old Testament, before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before all, there couldn't have been the manifestation. There couldn't have been the manifestation in all those times. It had to wait till this time. Now, all things had been brought, coming, shaping up to a headstone, to the manifestation of the sons of God, coming back. Amen. The Spirit of God coming into man so perfectly until their ministry will be so close like Christ, till it will what? Join him and his church together. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. That's the time we are living in. Amen. That's why, brethren, let's stand on the positive side. My sister, let's stand on the positive side. So that as long as you believe in God, always believe also that you can never backslide. Amen. Believe that you can never go back into the world. Yes, you don't know anyway. God has his own way for you. There may be something that may have to come on your way for an experience. Praise the Lord. But it had never been your intention. Amen. So never intend evil in your heart. Never believe that, it is possible that I can backslide. No, sir. Take that out from your mind. Amen. And God, as you decide, he will make it to come to pass in your life. He said, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost, as we are coming to a close, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is just the same as it was back in the days of our Lord. So, brethren, if you are looking for the Holy Ghost, genuine Holy Spirit, if you are still, you have not, see, you can really know, you know yourself that I'm not fully in. Praise the Lord. You know. Be sincere to yourself. You know that you are not yet completely fully in. Though you are making up. Praise the Lord. But it is not a question of what? Making up. It's a question of surrendering. Surrender to him. Surrender to him. Amen. He's ever ready. Said he is under every obligation. Said, let me read, listen, what we read yesterday. He said, now, if a man is sorry for his sins, I just want to take it easy. So it will soak real deep. If a man is sorry for his sins, and repents, being sorry for his sins, and accept Jesus Christ as his Savior for his sins, and is baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is under obligation at that very minute, not an hour later, but that very minute, to give the man the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you really sincerely will feel sorry for your sins, you got to first what? Recognize it. That this is what I am. This is where I am. And confess it to him. Praise the Lord. That's why the Lord has given us. You see, the thing is, It is what? Hebrews 10:26 now working. You heard the word of God and you turn your back to it. But now it's still coming again to you. Praise the Lord. Now is the time for you to what? To fully accept it. Praise God. Fully accept it. And then you begin to speak what? Your weaknesses. Where you can't help yourself. Say, Lord, this is where I am. Positionally, this is where I am, Lord. He knows it, but he wants you to confess it. And then, he said, then you accept him. First, see, you have to recognize your situation. Because the prodigal son, that's what happened. It's an example, the way, the process to come. He was a son, praise the Lord, but he never believed fully his father's word, ways. Praise God. He never fully believed the father's word. And he left, backslided. But when he was in out there, he realized his situation. He realized, you see, the realization is where it starts from. That you realize that this is where I am. This is my problem. This is what? My weakness. Because he said, look, I'm now eating with what? With pigs. Whilst in my father's house, even servants will not eat this. Praise the Lord. He realized it first, his situation, and confessed it. So this morning, as the prophet said, you can seal your eternal destination with one sermon. Praise the Lord. So if you know that you are not sealed, my brother, you have every opportunity now. Even I won't say opportunity. That is a worldly word. You have every grace. Amen. See, we had to always use the word. Immediately I said opportunity. Somebody told me, hey, that's the opportunity. It's what? Grace. You have every grace this moment to confess. To change your life, the Lord will accept you. The father was what? Always he had his hands opened. Amen. To receive. He was always, the prophet said, he was always looking on the road, expecting that the son will come back. The Lord is expecting that you come back if you have not fully accepted him. Praise the Lord. He knows that you will be coming back. Why don't you make it today? The prophet said, when you become stubborn, he takes you out. Praise the Lord. He takes you out. But one thing is that you got to fulfill the purpose for which God brought you on this earth here. You got to fulfill it. Amen. How many love him?
Amen.
I think we come to here and then we will just need to surrender. The musicians start coming. Let's look to his word this morning. Am I manifesting? Praise the Lord. The very thing the Lord, the purpose for which he called me to be his son, to be his daughter. If you are online, then give glory to him. Oh yes, and I believe everyone here is in the line of God. The only thing is that we are in different world stages. Amen. Tell him, Lord, I want to move higher. I want to move to the next. Praise the Lord. Just tell him, Lord, I want to move on. As Paul said, I press on the mark. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. How many will press on?
I'm
pressing on. Do you know how to sing it? I'm pressing on. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand.
On the upward way. New heights I'm changing. Every day still praying. I'm on the path. Lord, plant my feet to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith. In a higher plan that I have found, Lord, plant my feet to higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Thou some may dwell, that is above. My prayer, my aims is Tiaga. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by feet on them. One stable in a higher place. Lord, let me feed on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost sky and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven above. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on them. One stable in a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my feet on them. One stable in a higher field that I have found. Lord, plant my feet to
my sister, give me the second stanza, and then the last one. Give me the second one first. He said, my heart has no desire to stay. Where doubts arise and fear dismay, though some may dwell, where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. The last one, oh, scaling.
Amen.
Scaling, not retrogressing, but scaling. Amen. So I want to scale the utmost height. Let it be your prayer now, because we are the sons and daughters of the living God. Where we are now, we want to do what? We want to scale to the utmost height. Praise the Lord. That we can catch a gleam of glory bright. But still, even if we are there, but still, we will pray till heaven we have found. Lord, lead me on onto higher ground. My brother, this morning, as we sing this song, touch your people. tell the Lord, Lord, touch me. I want to scale the outmost height. Touch your people. You don't know how to do it. Okay, give us an example. Give us an example. Let's listen to what the Son Leader will give to us. And now let's always what we have read. You go on, go on. That we want to what? Scale the utmost height. Praise the Lord. We never want to dwell where doubts arise. Though some may dwell here. But you want to what? Make it unto the utmost height.
Oh, ye saints of light, proclaim Jesus, the light of the world. Life and mercy in His name. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light of you. The dewdrops of mercy arise, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, He the Savior, turn us on. Jesus, the light of the world, send the gospel to all. Jesus, the light of the world, He walk in the light, oh beautiful light, come with the jewel. Bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Why not seek Him then today? Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world, we walk in the light, beautiful light, come with the joy of mercy upright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of Jesus, the light of the world, then the belt of heaven will ring. Jesus, the light of the world, He walk in the light, the beautiful light. Of mercy abroad, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, we'll walk in the light, oh beautiful light, come with the dewdrops of mercy. Bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of
my brother, my sister, wherever you're standing, the Lord sees you. The Lord is just by your side this morning. He knows all what is in your heart. Why don't you pour out to Him and say, Lord, I want to scale the utmost height. I want to move, Lord, further and further, oh God. Father, help me, Lord Jesus. Lift me up. I don't want to dwell where all doubts and fears and all these evil things prevail. I want to, oh Lord, oh, to catch a glimpse of your glorious bright. That's my will, Lord. And I believe, oh Father, you will lift me up, Lord. Hold my hands, Lord Jesus. Hold my hands now, Lord. I surrender to you. Father, lift me up. Lift me up. I want to catch, oh, your glorious bride. I want to see, Lord Jesus. Oh, the Lord, you have purpose in my life, oh God. Father, I want to, Lord, achieve them, oh God. Oh, I want to reach that height, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. I've stayed here for long. Oh, I've stayed at 1 meter bar for long, Lord. I want now to move forward, Lord Jesus. I want to scale higher grounds now. That's my prayer tonight, this morning, Lord Jesus. Lift me up, Lord. Put me on a higher grounds now. Here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, I know my weakness. And I confess them this morning. I never want to go back, Lord. I never want to go back, Lord. Lord Jesus, I surrender, Lord, with all my heart. My thoughts, my mind, everything, Lord, I lay before you. Today, Lord, this is the power of my decision today. I've made it today, the Lord. There is no returning. There's no turning back. But that Lord Jesus, I want to be lifted up, Lord. Stretch forth your hands now, Lord. Stretch forth your hands now, Lord. I'm holding on to your hands now. Lord, lift me up. Lift me up, Lord. Lift me up. Lord, let me move on. I've waited so long on this position, Lord. Now I want to scale the utmost height. I want to go the next step, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I want the manifestation. Let my life, oh Lord, be an epistle. Be an epistle being read of all men. My life demonstrating, oh God, that I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. That's my prayer, Lord Jesus. My faith, Lord, this afternoon, Lord, I lift it up. Lord, bless your church, Lord, this afternoon. Let us remember our pastor and Brother Francois and the brethren over in Czechs. Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord, oh yes, He's everywhere. That His visitation over there, Lord, will be a real blessing. That the Lord will use His servants mightily to bring all the very desires of the people, that to touch their heart. Let's remember them in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, our pastor has traveled with our brother Francois, Lord. They are out there, Lord Jesus. Oh, for the sake of the word, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we know that, Lord, you are the omnipresent, omnipotent God. You are everywhere, and all powers belong to you, God. Father, you know our brethren who are in checks. You know, Lord Jesus, their needs, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, your word will come in a special way, Lord Jesus. by the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord, it will serve everyone, O God. Every need, Lord Jesus, will be met, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as, Lord, your servant, O God, we ask the Lord you continue. Oh, Lord, strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Grant him, Lord Jesus, oh, that leadership whereby, O Lord, your word, O God, will be ministered, O Lord, in a way that, Father, each brother, each sister over there will receive, Lord, his or her portion. Let us still just thank the Lord now and say, Lord, we thank you. You have healed our brother, Shepherd, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hands is upon our brother George and our brother Mike, wherever they are, Lord. Let's just say, Lord, thank you, God. Heavenly Father, once again, we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's, oh Lord, our prayer request, oh God. Oh, it has been, Lord Jesus, fulfilled, Lord. We thank you, God, that your spirit, Lord Jesus, is over there. It has touched our brother and has healed him. And we give you the praise. We know that, Lord, the testimony will come, oh, to give glory to you. Same also, Lord, our brother George and Mike, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Father, oh, your spirit is right there, O God, with them. And that, Lord, your blessings and your protection, O God, is over them, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us through your word this morning and afternoon. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing one song and Brother, you come and dismiss us in prayer. Brother Eli, God bless you. But before we sing the song, let me just give this a short announcement. Could the Sunday school children meet upstairs for a few minutes with their teachers, please? Could I also make an announcement at the end, please?
Yes.
So let's sing the song. We ask our brother to come and pray for us, and there's the last announcement for you to hear.
One of them.
Oh yes,
I'm so glad that I can say
I'm one of them. One of them. One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere who are around our friends. With the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean,
it is burning now within my heart.
Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can be one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. Now these people may not let me
of what you live in.
They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And I'll tell him now, go far and wide, his power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. David got in the upper room. the Holy Ghost and power for service came. Now what He did more than that day, He'll do for us the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame. He's telling now within my heart, oh glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. Of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. One of them. So glad I can see I'm one of them.
God bless you, saints. Let's just bow our heads. It's so good to be into his presence.
Amen.
And you never get used in being in His presence.
Amen.
It's always been a blessing.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come again before you this afternoon, thanking you and praising you for granting us another day in your presence, O Lord.
Amen.
As we have just said, it's not something that we should take for granted.
Amen.
Because many haven't found this opportunity to be before
Amen.
The King of Kings. But you have given us this opportunity to stand before you, this
Amen.
Grace to stand before you and
Amen.
Not only speak to you, but hear from you again.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so privileged to be amongst those people. We are living in this blessed age, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
As your prophet said, if he was asked what age he should choose to come on earth, he should have chosen this age.
Amen.
Because this is when we see the fulfillment of all the things that has been left aside
during
the old ages. Oh
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
It's the age of the manifestation of the children of God.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are talking about these things. We are reading these things. But the nature is groaning, waiting for us.
Amen.
Most of the time, oh Lord, we are so distracted by unnecessary things of
yes,
this world rather than focusing on eating, feeding from the Word of God
Amen.
And become the Word, O Lord. Forgive our negligence.
Amen.
Forgive, O Lord, our carelessness, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We commit ourselves into your hand,
Amen.
Trusting, O Lord, that what we have started, you will bring it to
Amen.
You'll bring it to fulfillment and we'll see in my brother, in my sister, the manifestation of the true children of God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that we have been sealed in, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And what
Thank
you have
Lord
sealed,
Jesus.
No one can open.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we believe that we are true children of God.
Amen.
We are believers and you didn't save us to lose us on the
way. That's right. Amen.
You sealed us to eternity.
Amen.
That's why I commit my brothers, my sisters, our children
yes,
in your
Lord.
Hands, O Lord. We are living in an age where there's a lot of traps out there, oh Lord, waiting for us, oh Lord. Like in the time of Daniel, they knew Daniel cannot forsake his God. They made up a law so that they can catch him in the word of God. They are making, they are fabricating laws today just to trap us.
Yes.
But Lord, we know that even before Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego went in the fire, you were there
waiting hallelujah. For them. Amen.
We know that before the pressure come, you'll give us
the
wings of the eagle so that we can fly beyond, above, beyond this persecution, oh Lord. Especially for our children. We know it's a very difficult time for them. We can see how they are struggling, oh Lord. Even to let them understand that Halloween is not from God. We are still struggling, oh Lord. Dear Father, we commit them in your hands, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help them to understand that they have to go through the same experience that us, their parents, have gone through.
Amen.
You should not be the God of their fathers, but they need to know you as their own personal God.
Amen.
Grant them the Holy Spirit so that it will not be a bunch of rules, but it will be a life in them.
Amen.
You living in them. We know we have been through a difficult time, but it will be even worse for them. That's why prepare them today. We are doing our little efforts to bring them up according to your word. But you are the only one who can bring it, to make it life in them, so that when we won't be here anymore, they will remember that my mother, my father was telling me this, and I've met this God personally, and I'll walk according to his word, oh Lord. Bless this church, oh Lord.
Amen.
It's so hard to see our sister Victoria living. We have been blessed by her presence, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we know she's a child of God.
Amen.
And that's the light that is in her will shine wherever she goes.
Amen.
Lord. And that she will bring more souls into your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Father, bless her. Bless her plans. Bless everything. And may you give us your, may you give her your heavenly mercies, O Lord.
Amen.
Brother Francois and Brother Andrews in Czech Republic, we commit them into your hands.
Amen.
Be with them. Let them be a blessing where they are.
Yes, Lord.
Every time they open their mouth to speak, because many times we miss your blessings because we think the blessing comes only from the pulpit. But let them, wherever they open their mouth, let you pour your heavenly mercy and your blessings to those who will be listening to them.
Amen.
Bless their journey. Bring them back safely. We'll thank you for that, O Lord. Bless the week. We know the children will be back to school.
Yes, Lord.
We commit them into your hand again, once again, O Lord. Give them, grant them your mercy. Grant them your blessings again, O Lord. Give us, grant us traveling mercies as we go home.
Yes, Lord.
Those who couldn't make it today for many reasons, O Lord, be with them. And this blessing that we have been blessed with here, let it be poured on them as well.
Amen.
We commit to your, our returning back home in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. It. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you. Let's sing our last song as we go.
Holy, shall we stand? But long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own hand. Oh, let the ancient words impart
of life. This world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever
changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, O Lady and Gentle Virgin Power. Holy words of our faith, hang it down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice, oh, hear the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our folk in this world. They resound with God's own hand, oh, ancient Virgin Power, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, O Lady, ancient Virgin Power. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, O Lady, ancient words.